On due morning prayer. Praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Melina on due morning prayer. Praise God. I'm thanking God for everyone that's on the line. We've had a great, magnanimous discussion about life and communing together. So we're moving on with our brain tip for today. Praise God. Coming from Dr. Caroline Lees, we're using the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Amen. Where we are talking, and it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a people for God's possession. Your purpose is to announce the virtuous deeds of the one who called you out of darkness into the amazing light." Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 9. And our brain tip coincides to tell you that science confirms that there is no one like you with your unique perceptions, unique God-given energy, and unique expression of consciousness. Amen. Well, what that means is that you are very special. Although this may sound like, you know, just something silly or overused cliche, it's nevertheless, it is true. The Word of God tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. And I always add that if you look at your fingerprints, you will see that out of the trillions of people in the world, that yours is the only one that makes you the map to the plan and the purpose that God has for you. And so that in itself speaks volumes to how magnificent you really are, how valued you should be, and how much God has invested in each and every one of us. Well, with that uniqueness, you have a particular way of thinking. You have a particular way of feeling and choosing what the things that acts like a filter through which you experience your realities and your individual themes of consciousness. This shapes the worldview that you build into your mind, and which shapes your future thoughts and feelings and words and behaviors. This also reflects the unique part of you in the image of God. If you are not you, the world does not get to experience a special part of God's love, love that is placed in you, God's lovely divinity within you. You are a member of the chosen race, the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Praise God. You are announced as the virtuous deed of the one who called you out of the darkness into the amazing light. And by doing just that, by choosing to embrace and reflect the uniqueness, that light that he has placed inside of you, you become and begin to be the person he called you to be. Amen. And this is the thought for the brain tip on today, which tells you that science confirms that there is no one like you with your unique perceptions, unique God-given energy, and your unique expression of consciousness. God bless you, and may the Lord continue to allow you to thrive in the beauty of holiness of how he's made you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed that word from the Lord from 1 Peter chapter 2, our brain tip for today. Praise God. We're going on to our thought. Amen. We're going on to our thought for today. Amen. In scripture. Amen. You know, the Lord always gives a word, and he watch over that word to perform it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When we think about our eternal life, in God and how he's invested so much in us. Praise God. Praise God. It's a very sensitive thing, especially when you have come out of circumstances and situations and you've had some great trials in your life. And when you get a chance to reflect that God has always been there and he's the one who's promised eternal life. He's given us an offer, amen, to choose life in all that we do. And so when many things have attacked us not to choose life, but we end up choosing life, we can see the greatness of God's love. So Romans chapter 1, verse 15. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verse 15 reads that, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who holds the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known to God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of God to the uncorruptible God into the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Praise God. So we thank him for the reading of his word. We thank him that he is God, that he's already given us the understanding that there is no excuse. How can we call the created more than the created? He is God and there is no other. His offer to us is life. I set before you life and death. And if you're in case you don't even understand what that means, he says, choose life. Amen. What kind of God does nature reveal? Nature shows us that God of might and intelligence and intricate details, a God of order and beauty, a God who controls and powerful forces. Amen. This is the general revelation of what nature even shows us. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. God is God, and he is God eternal. Amen. He's the everlasting life. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we bless the Lord for the reading of his word. We thank God for the expounding of the thought on today. I pray that you have received exactly what God is speaking to you today. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. If you've already chosen, choose again. Let it begin in you. Let the humility run its course. Hallelujah. It starts with humility. It ends with humility. You will always get God's attention when you humble yourself, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, before the Lord, and turn from your wicked ways and seek his face. Praise God, because he's waiting for us to acknowledge him in all of his ways. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Praise God. I know you've been blessed by that word. Amen. Praise God. We're getting ready to go into our atomic prayer. Hallelujah. And I'm praying for each and every one. If you have a prayer request, now's a great time to place that prayer request on the prayer group. Amen. And I'm going to look there to see your prayer request. But I'm lifting you up either way. Amen. Amen. You're at the right place at the right time for the right reason. Amen. If you're just starting in and you need a word from the Lord, if you're just starting in and you need a proxy, someone to stand in proxy, if you're just starting in and you have released your prayer to God and your heart is clear, this is just maintenance for you. Either way, this is the right place for your faith. Amen. I decree and declare your faith to believe, your faith to receive, your faith to manifest what God has destined for you. Oh, pakata bo shikarabai. Come on, lift your heart, Edabanso, in the name of Jesus. Lift your heart, lift your mind, lift your spirit. Know that the Lord has drawn you here. Know that he knows who you are. He knows your name. You are his friend. He delights in you. You are the apple of his eye. Oh, kasharabai. You cannot even be here unless he draws you. Come on, give him reverence. Oh, God, get your heart towards the Lord. Amen. And seek his face. Amen. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Come on, lift your heart as we go in prayer in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for these, your people. I come in proxy, oh God. I come in agreement. I come as your co-worker, God. I come in the name of Jesus. Oh God, lifting up your people even right now. Oh God, I supersede in the realm of the spirit, taking every force, captive in the matchless name of Jesus. I take the territory of the lives of these souls from the north, south, east, and west, and every city and state and territory, God. Oh God, I snatch every soul from the depths of darkness, everyone that you place under the care of the anointing, oh God, of my life, this empty vessel, your servant, oh God. Oh God, from the courts of heaven, my high priest Jesus, whose name is above every name, backs this prayer. Oh God, we thank you in advance, Lord. Oh God, for everyone who is under the care, under the sound of my voice, oh God. Oh God, we decree and declare their life, the victory in their life. I break up the fallow ground, God. I come against every stronghold and every demonic force, every satanic task, every sabotage demon, every chief demon, every giant, God, every witch, every warlock. Oh God, any demonic force, every monkey on their back, I decree and declare your demise. I pour the blood and I sprinkle the blood, oh God, Shabbat, on these people's lives, Lord, in the matchless name of Jesus. I put out the fire of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pour it out over your people, God, and command liberty, Lord God. I command freedom, for you sent me to destroy the yoke and set the captive free. I come against every stronghold, oh God, every giant, every chief, oh God, every throne and every altar erected in their lives, oh God, from ancestral demons, oh God, from inherited demons, for every curse, God, the blood of the name of Jesus, oh kashakadabasota, God, I lift them out, oh God, the altar that you've erected in my life, oh God, as a proxy, I stand in intercession for your people. It takes an altar to break one, and I decree and declare, God, you've ordained and sent me, Lord God, to destroy the yoke of the altar in your people's life. And so I decree and declare their victory right now. I set the captive from captive to captivity free in the name and the blood
blood of Jesus. I strip the power of every adversary, every foe, every wicked thing, every satanic thing, every diabolic thing. I strip your power and cast you back to the dry place in the name and the blood of Jesus. And I render that power back to the kingdom of God. For all power belongs to God, according to Colossians 1 and 9. And so, God, we decree and declare, Holy Spirit, we awaken you, we arouse you, we acknowledge you. Yes, they can abide. Move, rule, and super rule over these your people in the name and the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we clear the dopamine, the deaf ear, the dull ear, and we open up the blind eyes, God. We supersede on their heart, oh, God, and establish faith to believe, faith to receive, faith to manifest, God. Begin to do work in their spirit, Lord God. We break up the fallow ground, God, of every hard heart, every hollow heart, every lukewarm heart in the name of Jesus, and decree and declare, God, oh God, liberty to love, liberty to receive your word gone forth on this platform in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree that it is so. Oh God, we seal it with your precious blood in Jesus' mighty name, Father, as you have drawn us, God, into the secret place, as you've drawn us to the boldness, oh God, to the place of boldness where you can examine our heart, God. We cast our care to you, Lord. Oh God, we turn our face to you, God. We thank you, Father, that the atmosphere is set as you've drawn us, God, to commune with you, oh God. Oh God, will you seek us right now? Oh God, will you draw us right now? Bid us come, God, closer to you, Lord God. We hear you, Lord. Oh, we understand, God. We've drawn from our wicked ways, oh God. We cast our care to you, oh God. Oh God, we give you our flesh appetite, Father. Oh God, we know you can't be in sin, Lord. So we ask your Father to wash us clean. Search our heart, God. If you find any specks, any dark thing, anything that will hinder our relationship with you, anything that was lodged in our ear, lodged in our eye, lodged in our understanding, that will prevent, oh God, our healing, your blessing over us, oh God, our breakthrough in the name of Jesus. God, we surrender it now. Oh God, we say yes to your will, yes to your way. Let your plan have its way, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Oh God, do your best work in us, oh God. Oh God, we ask you for your plan. Let your perfect will be done. Oh God, impart yourself, infuse yourself. Yes, Lord. Let us be walking in the Spirit, God. Oh God, so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, God. Teach us how to be illuminated in you, oh God. Oh Shekadabasa. Oh God, we ask you, Father, to enlighten us in our spirit on today. You made us in your image and in your likeness, oh God. Oh God, illuminate yourself in us, Lord, as we teach you, teach our hands to war against the wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. We embrace the warfare, oh God. We embrace the task, oh God. For you said, oh God, in 1 Timothy, Lord God, that if we go through the fire, that we'll come out as pure gold. Oh God, we decree and declare, even as we take communion and as we identify with Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, if we suffer with you, we'll reign with you, Lord. Oh God, so through these riots and pandemics, oh God, through losing loved ones and people that we love, God, all the pressure of life, God, we cast these cares to you. We cast these thoughts to you. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we decree and declare, God, that we are your people called by your name. We're humble, God. We're turning from our wicked ways. We're turning from our ways and our thoughts and our desires, God. We pray, Father, that you will impart your desires in us, Lord. Oh God, help us desire your perfect will. Father, as we be, oh, you bid us come into the throne of grace, oh God, and you teach our hands to war, Lord God. We receive our position, Lord, our position in you, oh God. We decree and declare our victory in you, Lord. We decree and declare our alignment, God. And God, so I pray for your people as we align ourselves, God, and rid ourselves of the world, Lord. We seek the angels, the you've assigned for our ministry, God. I suit them with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the gird of truth, the preparation of peace on our feet, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I decree and declare, God, liberty, oh God, over sickness and disease and infirmity, God. I command by your stripes we are healed. Oh God, you suffered, bled, and died. You broke up your body, oh God. Oh, God, that your body, oh God, is the healing balm of Gilead, oh God. Oh God, applied to our circumstance, our situation, God. We command our mind to be healed. We command our body to be healed. We command our spirit to be healed. Yakadebo soto ebasi kadabaha. In the matchless name of Jesus, I decree and declare that it is so, oh God. I apply the balm of Gilead, oh God, healing for the nation. Oh God, from the tree, by the river, oh God, with a broken body. Oh God, is reminiscent, oh God. Oh God, the broken body of the Lord Jesus, our Christ, the Son of the living God. And so we thank you for the opportunity, Father, oh God, to commune with you. We thank you for the receiving of our healing. We believe that we receive it even right now, that I infuse and impart and empower your people. Oh God, I send the spirit of might, oh God, in their mind, in their spirit, oh God. May they be have faith to believe, faith to receive, and faith to manifest every and message of this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that it is so, God. But before we leave this place, oh God, and not from your presence, God, don't let us leave the same way we came. I pray, God, for your glory. Let your glory be revealed, oh God, as we go through another whole week in a brand new month in the name and the blood of Jesus. Oh God, even in the midst of every turmoil of this world, oh God, let your peace be still, God. Show us yourself, God. Reveal yourself in this month. Oh God, even at the claim group, those who are embarking on a closer journey with you, oh God, I pray for their victory, God. I pray they answer the call, God. Oh God, the call for their mantle. Oh God, the desire. May their desire become your desire for their life, oh God. May they surrender their life, oh God, and give you the full attention that they need, oh God, in order to embellish and embark on the plan that you have for them in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. That I pray over these people on the platform. I thank you for every testimony. I pray for every desire, every prayer request. I command that no word shall fall to the ground, that no blessings shall come unscathed, that no prayer will come unanswered. Yakadebo shakadai. I send the power and the might, and I supersede in the realm of the spirit, oh God, in every direction, for every prayer request in every city and state and territory. I decree and declare, God, from the courts of heaven, the high-ranking authority to destroy every yoke and break every fetter. I decree and declare your blessings, your provision, your breakthrough, triumph, victory, and the destruction of every stronghold, every demonic force. I break your power. I strip you. It comes to die. In Jesus' mighty name, I command that it is so. I decree it. I declare it. I pour the blood. I sprinkle the blood. Oh God, I smear the blood. I decree and declare the name and the blood of Jesus. And I command it so. I decree that it is so. I establish it now, God, as you have told me to do. Oh God, I've done it in the name of Jesus for your glory. You get the glory. God, I relinquish every power back to you. Oh God, it belongs to you. It is yours. You get the glory, oh God. Oh God, for your people. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God, my strength and my redeemer. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, oh God, but deliver us from the evil one who comes to kill, steal, and to destroy us. God, we supersede by might, by power. We decree and declare. Give us Godspeed as we move forth towards your purpose, towards your plan, towards your victory, in Jesus' mighty name. So we decree it and we command that it is so. And we declare it by the name and the blood of Jesus. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us, oh God, as we move forth in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless each and every one of you, beloved. This is Apostle Melina, the prophetess war. In Jesus' name, continue to stay blessed and refreshed. And remember to get ready, be ready, and stay ready to meet the Lord. He's on his way back. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Until tomorrow, stay tuned for the prayer group. Amen. On tomorrow at the same time, same place. This is Apostle Melina signing out. God bless you until then.